Good morning again. This is Digital Dave at EAA Radio.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're back and joined by Mr. Ron Wagner of the EAA. Hi, good morning, Ron.
Good morning to both of you. It's great to be here.
It's always great to be here.
It is. And boy, your new location, I could
you like it?
Look out the window all day.
Yep, yep. Hey, we're doing really good. We've even got pictures on the wall, courtesy of wireless mic. I mean, we're living high.
You guys are really high on the hog.
But we'll get to affordable flying now.
Well, we're really proud of the new thing that we're doing here at AirVenture, which is the Affordable Flying Center. It's located up north of the old control tower in the building that used to be the NASA building. NASA now has a display up in a museum, as you know, and they also have a trailer somewhere here on the grounds.
That might be hard to find.
Well, I think it's not too far. It's right over by one of the exhibit buildings, one of the old exhibit buildings. And anyway, in the Affordable Flying Center, we're kind of going back to EAA's roots and showing ways that people can be involved in aviation without spending a tremendous amount of money. Of course, one of the things that was hard to define when we started considering having this center was what is affordable. And there's different levels of affordability to different people. To the folks that just took off in the P-51 and the P-38, an AT-6 would be affordable.
Right.
To many of us, that's not. So what we did for the Affordable Flying Center, we set some levels. And we kind of topped it out at about $30,000. Airplanes, we display airplanes you could get into for $30,000 or less.
I need to come over there.
You and me both.
And we've got some examples of some of the very basic roots of EAA-type aircraft, plans-built, home-built aircraft, which you can still build pretty easily. We have two or three of them over there that if I couldn't build them for $10,000 or certainly buy one on the used market for $10,000 or less, I would probably turn in my EAA card because I wouldn't be a very good EAA member. But you can do those things. And if you want it badly enough, you can. We even have one little Sonics over there, a home built. Now that runs about $30,000 to build it, but the guy cut into the expense by taking on a partner, so he has $15,000 invested in the aircraft. And when he landed here at Oshkosh a few days ago, he had visited each of the lower 48 states in that little Sonics, home built. $15,000 aircraft. So he's been busy. He's done some traveling. So these are the types of things that we're trying to highlight. We also have, if you've seen the cover of Sport Aviation, I'm going to hold it up to the microphone here so that
go for it.
The audience can see it. Shows how tired I am. Anyway, the aircraft that is on the cover of the August Sport Aviation is on display over there. And it's an interesting story. Again, this goes back to what EAA was formed around. People who were good wheelers and dealers and scroungers and able to locate things and make something out of virtually nothing. This gentleman built this aircraft. He says he has $6,300 in it. We're saying $65 because we rounded it off. But it's pretty amazing, and it's a nice airplane. When you look at it, you're going to say, no way. But I've talked to him quite a bit, and I know our reporters and writers talked to him quite a bit, and we're convinced that he really did do that. And it's still out there.
You can still do it.
It's still out there. If you want it badly enough and you're willing to substitute your time and energy for money, you can make it happen. And there's almost no one that couldn't be involved in aviation if they really want to be. There are affordable ways to do it. And we have a full set of forums over there. Every day in the Affordable Flying Center, we have topics based on affordability. So stop by and see us. We'd love to talk to you.
We're talking like financing, insurance, the whole bit, or more on the building side?
Oh, it's a range of things. One guy's talking, I believe it's this morning, on how he got his A&P license by working on home builds and working on his own airplane, and he used that experience to get his A&P license. Now he does all of his own maintenance on his aircraft. He has two aircraft that he maintains, and he's just done it in a very economical way. There are ways to be involved in aviation if you want to be, so we'd like to show them to you. And we don't have a lot on insurance. We touch on the topic of insurance and financing, but those are you'd find more information on those over in the EA Welcome Center, where both our insurance plan and finance plan are set up. We do have Airfleet Capital, who's the EA finance plan, comes in and sets up right next door at the LSA Mall, and they set up from 10 to 3 every day to talk to members. So there's lots of opportunity and lots of things to talk about over there.
So I guess with the resurgence in light sport and smaller aircraft, you're seeing a whole lot more of the support stuff come up as well. You know, it's become more available.
It's very much on the surface now. You don't have to hunt for it. It's there. What you do have to hunt for are the ways to do it more affordably. And that's what we're trying to take some of the hunt out of. And that's what the Affordable Flying Center is about. Sometimes we hear from EAA members, gee, we don't talk about building aircraft from plans enough anymore because the kits are everywhere and you know that we focus a lot on that.
And the kits are so well finished.
They really are. But you know what? There's more plans building going on today than ever before.
Really?
Even in the heyday of plans building. It's just that there's so much more. The kits have enabled so many more people to be involved in this that sometimes we forget to talk about some of these less expensive ways to get involved, and that's what we're trying to do over there.
Well, we definitely should pay a visit.
Absolutely.
You're in the old NASA Pavilion?
The old NASA Pavilion, which is just north of the old control tower. Right next to, if you remember where the Zog's old food court, any of you that came here during the 70s and 80s, remember that that was the main food concession on the field at that time. Well, now, of course, it still has all the nostalgia of the old days. It's still exactly the same facility as it was.
So. Interesting way of phrasing that.
Yeah, nostalgia.
Well, sure.
It's retro.
Well. For those of us that have been coming here for many, many, many years, that's a very comfortable spot.
Exactly.
I was with some folks who hadn't been here since sometime in the 80s, and I brought them onto the grounds of my golf cart, and they were looking around and said, I recognize that. And
yep. Yep, still the same.
Well, you know, last year I was in the fly market, and there was an organization that was there, and they were trying to figure out what a good price range for an LSA would be. And I, you know, they gave me this big, complicated form to fill out, and I'm looking at this very pretty lady in this very unattractive form, and I said to her one thing. I said, if you're going to produce an LSA and bring it out on the market, make it as affordable as a car payment.
About the only way you can really do that if you're buying a brand new special light sport aircraft is to get a partner. And that's something that we sometimes overlook is the opportunity for either flying clubs or partnerships. If you take a $100,000 LSA, you could probably finance it for about $10,000 down and $1,000 a month, which is way beyond what I could spend on an airplane.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, if you get you and three or four of your best friends, people that get along well and you have a clear understanding of all that's involved in operating the aircraft, this is where partnerships go wrong, is when they don't consider everything that can go wrong prior to buying the aircraft, and then the first thing that goes wrong and it falls apart. But if you thoroughly develop a partnership, you can do it for a couple hundred dollars a month. You could be into one of the new SLSAs.
Yeah, into one of the fancy, nice ones.
Yeah.
We have a guy coming in to do a forum today, and I quite honestly have talked to him several times on the telephone, and he convinced me that he'd do a good job of doing a forum, and I haven't met him face-to-face yet. But he owns a Piper Cherokee 140, and he contacted us when we put out the call for people to participate in the Affordable Flying Center. And the topic of his forum is how I own my Cherokee for the less than I pay for my cell phone. He claims that his monthly out expense for owning that aircraft are lower than what he pays for his cell phone plan. Well, I'm assuming he has a really good cell phone plan.
Apparently.
But nevertheless, it can be done. If you watch expenses, you know, maybe he did get an A&P license. Maybe he does do most of his own maintenance. And
maybe he's flying it off of a friend's farm.
Maybe he's got a friend that's an A&P, too. Yeah. You can't count that out.
I'm kind of anxious to hear what he has to say, because there are affordable ways to do things. And this is really, when we did the Affordable Flying Center, we said, we're not going to tell the members what they ought to be doing. We're going to put out a plea. So if you remember back, it was right around Sun and Fun time. It was probably March or April. That I put out a call for participants and put out a notice on the website and in the magazines that if you have some innovative way of affordably operating an aircraft, let me know. So I got hundreds of emails and phone calls, and we weeded through them and came up with what we felt were the ones that would be the most interesting.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be a packed house.
If not, it should be.
Well, that's what the Affordable Flying Center is composed of. These are the responses that we got.
That's fantastic. Again, you're in the old NASA Pavilion, which is just north of the old control tower.
That's correct.
We're not going to be able to use that for a landmark next year, are we?
They're tearing it down.
Well, I understand they have to because it's blocking a view from the new control tower.
Right, and there's some other issues with the building, from what I understand.
Oh, come on, it's still nicer than what we've had.
Hey,
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm hoping they'd move us
I'm
in
not,
there.
Not
well, you've got new trim, a new particle board. What more do you want?
Exactly, and a new air conditioner. I should not be complaining.
Yeah, we want donuts, though. But
and I like your view.
You like our what?
I like your view.
I like our view, too.
The view is marvelous.